A Jewish Journal article. At LA Jewish Health, it's never too late to have a B'nai Mitzvah. On January 9, Los Angeles Jewish Health celebrated the B'nai Mitzvah of four of their residents, Casey Joseph, 69, Judith Karen, 83, Marsha Mass, 81, and Sue Solander, 80. Having Bat Mitzvah at 83 hit me as a real milestone and a Jewish milestone at that, Karen told the journal. The feeling of inclusion and involvement with my community, and especially my fellow students, meant so very much. About 50 friends and family gathered at the synagogue on the Eisenberg Village campus for this rite of passage, typically celebrated by 12 or 13-year-olds. The women read from the Torah, affirming their commitment to Jewish peoplehood. The event was proof that it is never too late to grow in your faith. It was eye-opening seeing people who clearly didn't need to undertake this journey and challenge to pick it up willingly and with full hearts, Ron Goldberg, rabbi of the Eisenberg Village campus, told the journal. Goldberg taught the students and officiated the ceremony, which was an outgrowth of an adult B'nai Mitzvah program he put together with Chief Mission Officer for Los Angeles Jewish Health Rabbi Karen Bender. In the course of their weekly class work, several ladies pointed out to Goldberg that they never had their own bat mitzvahs. They had a real desire to go through the process and recognize their Jewish roots. I was always interested in learning about Judaism, but I was always told, no, because it was something reserved for boys, Joseph said. Solander had a similar experience. When I was in grade school, the Jewish community in my hometown of Minneapolis built a Hebrew school, and I wanted to go, but my mother told me I couldn't, she said. Mass had a very secular upbringing. I never heard of Hanukkah until I was a teen, she said. When Mass became a teen, she began learning about Judaism. She was married in a synagogue and joined a Reform congregation when she started a family. I had started and not finished bat mitzvah classes in the past, Mass said. When my daughter had a near-death experience, I made a promise to myself to have a bat mitzvah for myself. I am thrilled I was able to do it and honestly am proud of myself for doing so. The bat mitzvah students met with Rabbi Goldberg weekly. Among the topics discussed were the laws of Kashrut, Shabbat, the Jewish calendar and the major holidays. They also learned about rituals, such as lighting candles and tallit. It was a delight and joy to learn with and from the ladies each week, Goldberg said. For Karen, having a bat mitzvah strengthened how important Judaism is to her. She feels fortunate to be able to share the experience with her children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. This truly reinforced the true meaning of L'dor V'dor, she said. Not only did Solander enjoy the process, she found it to be a lot of fun. It inspired me to continue my Jewish learning and, I hope to find more opportunities to do so, she said. I thought it was an amazing experience, Mass said. It truly touched me more than I expected it to. I have a feeling of peace within myself that I was able to accomplish this journey. During the ceremony, Los Angeles Jewish Health CEO and President Dale Surowitz presented the women with Kiddush cups, a special cup for sanctifying wine. Andrew Berman, chairman of Los Angeles Jewish Health's board, handed out commemorative certificates to mark the occasion. Whether you're a teenager or a woman somewhat past that, it takes a lot of courage to stand up in front of family and friends and chant words in an unfamiliar language, becoming links in a chain that extends all the way back to Mount Sinai, Goldberg said. I am just thrilled for these women, whose determination and hard work were on display for everyone to see.